Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop, and I want to remind you that D'Amico Ryan's head coach of the team should be speaking at about 11:15 thereabouts, so we'll catch that here in a little bit. But I want to start this around the NFL by going around the AFC South. Now, it's very easy because two of the teams were playing in the game that we were watching that unfortunately didn't go the way we wanted with the 17-10 victory over the Jags, and the other two teams were playing in another game, one that ended 41-20 in the favor of the Indianapolis Colts, who are now 3-0. The 3-0 Indianapolis Colts. Who would have thought? In the year of our Lord 2025.
I think they scored the most points in the league right now.
So
right?
The Indianapolis Colts have 103 points, which is tied for the second most points scored through the first three games in Colts franchise history. So here are the teams that have scored more, or here's the team rather that scored more. The 1967 Baltimore Colts scored 117 points. Obviously, you have this 2025.
Johnny Unitas or whoever that was.
Yes. I don't even know who they was letting play on the field, if you know what I'm saying.
Tom Maddie.
And then the team that also has 103 through 3 weeks,
Say the man's name.
25, was the 1958 Baltimore Colts.
That is not Peyton Manning.
Yes. So that's exactly. Peyton Manning ain't put up this many points through 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones has.
All right, so I was mentioning this earlier. I want to put it on the air. AFC power rankings. Now, I get that, you know, Buffalo beat Baltimore and all that stuff, but I would put Baltimore 1, Buffalo 2, Chargers 3. Colts are the fourth best team in the AFC.
Ooh, hold that, Chiefs. I think it is worth noting, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that you're doing that to troll or anything, because I know some people will think that.
Well, you
that.
Just said the numbers.
Because if you look at the AFC, right, the teams that were supposed to push up and try and contend, the Bengals are 2-1, but they are without Joe Burrow for an extended period of time. And mm-hmm. I think that we can look at that and say, I don't know how much I actually believe in that team. They also have a point differential of -33.
Mm-hmm.
Just telling you things. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Maybe, right? And then, obviously, we know this Houston Texans team is 0-3. They were supposed to be there, not. The Raiders are 1-2. The Broncos are 1-2. I don't know how you feel
Broncos
about that.
Broncos are, so-so, but I don't think.
Maybe.
You know, they're there with based on the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, the Bonix thing looks like it's definitely regressed somewhat. And then Kansas City Chiefs where.
They have Texanitis.
You saw them last night. Like, that team, there's some issues there. There's the Travis Kelce looking like he is absolutely winding down. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tyquan.
Offense can't do anything.
Shout out to Tyquan Thornton, who I don't know who the hell he thinks he is, but it ain't Tyquan Thornton. Yeah. He is having a little bit of a resurgence, but he ain't Rashee Rice, who is still gone for another 3 weeks. He's not Xavier Worthy. We'll be interested to see when he will be able to return to this team. But yeah, there's clearly issues with this Kansas City Chiefs team. Like, there's really a few teams at the top of the AFC in a way that we did not anticipate.
Yeah.
And the Colts, I think there is a gap between those top three you mentioned.
I would agree with that.
But the Colts do seem like they are the first in line to maybe try and get in the club.
We're going into week four, and they've punted once.
That's crazy.
By the way.
But they did punt once.
That's like D'Amico talking about, well, we had two explosive plays. Two for the year. One of them was on a busted coverage. Well, the Colts have punted once. And by the way, offensive-minded head coach. Just saying. offensive-minded.
So what you trying to say?
What are you doing right now?
I'm just saying.
Say it with your chest, though.
I am saying it with my chest. When you have an offensive-minded head coach, your offense tends to be better. That's not necessarily a reflection on what DeMeco is as a head coach, other than he's a defensive-minded head coach who wants to protect the ball and rely on his defense, and we're seeing the result of that.
When did they hire DeMeco Ryans?
That would have been going into 23 season, huh?
Okay. When they hired Shane Steichen?
Was that going into 23 season? 22.
So anyways, just wanted to make note, Daniel Jones is the first player in the Super Bowl era with three passing touchdowns, three rushing touchdowns, and no giveaways in the first three games of a season.
Yeah. And he is, again, with an offensive-minded head coach.
So
quarterbacks play better. Offenses score more points. You can have a real weapon on that side of the ball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just saying.
Hey, I was about to do something worse than you.
I was going to say,
who's the better quarterback, Daniel Jones or C.J. Stroud?
So the Colts next week are on the road at SoFi Stadium versus the Rams. That's at 3:05 on Sunday. That's a 3.5 game, or 3.5 point. They're 3.5 point dogs against the Rams.
That's a must watch if you're a Texans fan, just to kind of see how they look against the Rams.
Yeah, exactly. You're starting to see what are we compared to before we get to week 13 and you first see against the Colts. By the way, the Titans who were in that game, Brian Callahan, hey, buddy, we're trying to see what you're up to. That is your Texas opponent. Get this and stick with me. There's a lot of things here. The Titans lined up like they were going to go for it on 4th-and-1. The Colts called a timeout. Then the Titans called a timeout. Then the Titans decided to kick a 57-yard field goal. Then the Titans took a delay of game after those two timeouts. The Titans missed a 62-yard field goal that they took for some reason.
There's the Benny Hill music.
Then the Colts took over at the Titans 48-yard line. And, man, there's other instances where the Colts took over at the 24-yard line a couple of plays. The Colts made a field goal to take a 13-point lead in the half, and the Colts got the ball to start the second half. That is what the Titans are going with when it comes to game management. So you bet not lose against the Tennessee Titans, because that's incompetence.
Yeah, you can't lose that game. By the way, Figgy, couldn't help myself. Daniel Jones versus C.J. Stroud.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Through
three games, Daniel Jones completing 71.6% of his passes, 64.0 for C.J. Stroud. Daniel Jones, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. C.J. Stroud, how about 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions? 816 yards versus 599.
All right. We get it.
Figgy asked.
See, you did this, Figgy. You got to hold that. All right, real quick before we go, I did want to really get some around the NFL. Not one, not two, but three games had huge blocked kicks in the early slate yesterday, making it what I think a lot of people thought was not going to be as fun of a slate. It was fun. Mm-hmm. So one of them was the Eagles blocking a would-be game-winning field goal by the Rams. And then big Jordan Davis gets the block, picks it up, rumbles, bumbles, stumbles for a touchdown. So what was going to be a 30-29 victory for the Rams turns into a 33-26 victory for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
That was wild.
That's called the backdoor cover.
That's right. The Browns trying to do a little something to their own there. The Shelby Harris blocked a field goal that was setting up. It was a 55-yarder for Smith. the dude who was the GOAT for that team. He ended up being the champion, getting a game-winning field goal, which is the longest walk-off field goal in Cleveland Browns history.
Who'd they beat?
The Green Bay Packers.
Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Can you believe that?
It was. In fact, it's on
their
our TV
right now.
Their
defense might be legit. They might have a top five
their defense,
man.
Their defense is always legit. Yeah. They somehow end up being a bad football team.
They just have a rough quarterback, man. Old-ass quarterback.
Yeah.
And then the other block kick was the Jets' Will McDonald giving me Troy Polamalu vibes, jumping smooth over the offense, over the line, got a block, scooped it, and scored. But unfortunately for the Jets, they were up against the Bucks and Baker Mayfield, who went down, set up a game-winning field goal, and they still won the football game, the Bucks did. But we almost had three blocks that led, that swung the game and won it for those teams. Two of them were able to do it, but still wild to see.
Throw in punt returns and defensive touchdowns. There were 9 touchdowns yesterday that were either defense or special teams.
Shout out to football.
That's crazy. 9 TDs.
They're like, even when the games aren't inherently good, we find ways to keep you locked.
Yeah.
All right. That's around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long, via visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right. Coming up next, we hear from D'Amico Ryans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.